Good morning. This is Sunday Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Haim Goodman Strauss.
Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Haim. He is a math professor at the University of Arkansas. 2 weeks ago, you gave us a quiz about steps.
That's right. So we had long steps of 2 feet long and short steps 1 foot long. And the question was, how many ways to go so many feet? So
one way to go 1 foot, because that's one short step.
That's right.
Two ways to go 2 feet, either one long one or two short.
That's right.
Three ways to go three, short, 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 long, or long, short.
Right. It turns out there's 5 ways to go 4 feet and 8 ways to go 5 feet.
And you say there is a pattern that's here.
It's the famous Fibonacci numbers.
Fibonacci numbers.
So
for those not initiated.
Right. So it starts out – this is a famous sequence. It starts out 1, 1. 2, 3, 5. Well, how do you get it? So it starts at 1, 1. The next number is 2 because 1 plus 1 is 2. So 1, 1, 2. The next number after that is 3. It's the sum of the previous two terms. 1 and 2 is 3.
So after that it would be 5.
Because 2 plus 3 is 5.
Then 8 is 5 and 3.
13.
Then 13. 21,
34, and so
you can,
on.
You can write it out in a line.
That's right. And it turns out that's exactly the number of ways to go so many steps in this way. And it's not hard to see why. Like, okay, suppose you want to go 27 feet. Well, that's the number of ways of going, say, 26 feet and then taking one short step, plus the number of ways of going 25 feet and taking one long step. So whatever the number of ways, whatever the 27th number in the sequence is, it's the sum of the ways, the 25th and the 26th numbers. That's exactly the rule for making the Fibonacci sequence. Plus, we started out with 1 and 2. So it's 1, 2. Then we add the next two to get the number of ways of going 3 steps. Add those two to get the number of ways of going 4 steps, and so on.
And as you mentioned, the Fibonacci numbers are not known just for this puzzle.
Oh, they're all over the place. Absolutely. One very famous connection is to the mysterious golden ratio, which lots and lots of people have heard about. Shows up all over the place. It's the square root of 5 plus 1 divided by 2, about 1.618. The Fibonacci numbers, the ratio of successive Fibonacci numbers, 1 to 1, 2 to 1, 3 to 2, 5 to 3, 8 to 5, and so on, gets closer and closer to the golden ratio. That's the connection.
And the golden ratio is about?
1.618.
Okay.
It shows up everywhere. Not everywhere, but it shows up a lot. And a lot of people sort of have mystical ideas about why that is, but it's actually really straightforward why the golden ratio appears as often as it does. The property that the golden ratio has that's so important is that when you add 1 to it, you get the same thing. You get its square. So it's kind of a funny property. If I add 1.618, et cetera, plus 1, that's about the square of 1.618, et cetera.
And now to me, that's at the very least interesting.
That's kind of amazing, really. In fact, another way to put it is from algebra would be it's the root of a certain quadratic equation, x squared equals x plus 1. Well, what's going on here, why it shows up so often is really just something called the law, sort of a variation on something called the law of small numbers. Why are there three of so many things? Why are there
three strikes and you're out?
Three strikes
three and outs and the inning's over?
Yeah.
Three stooges?
Three stooges.
Three little pigs?
Right. Why are there three of so many things? Is that something incredible about the number three? Not really. It's just that there are not enough small numbers to really go around for all the needs for small numbers. There's all kinds of things that there's going to be a small number of. You're going to need a small number, right? You're going to need some number of stooges. It's not going to be that many.
Yeah, and I guess a disclaimer, some people will tell you there were actually 5 stooges because later Curly Joe and Shep show up. But there were never more than 3 at once, but go ahead. And the Shep shorts are not nearly as good, but go ahead.
It's not going to come in.
No. So it's not that 3 is necessarily more special than others, because you can start thinking about all the things that there are 4 of.
Endless things with 4.
5 points on a star.
Absolutely.
5 sides to a pentagon.
Absolutely, yeah. Right. So in the same way, quadratics, most people aren't really used to thinking about how important quadratic equations are or polynomials, but they are. They show up all over the place, and small, simple polynomials, like, say, x squared equals x plus 1, are going to show up as particularly often. And the golden ratio, in that sense, is a very small number. It's a very simple number. So, of course, it shows up lots and lots of places. Now, this leads us to this week's challenge.
Okay.
We did this on the web once at UARC, at mathfactor.uark.edu, and I'd like just to sort of see, what is the smallest counting number that when you Google it, it doesn't come up at all? So when you Google the number one, up comes about 25 billion hits.
There's if you just put in the numeral one to a Google search engine.
Yeah, just try it, Googling it.
Okay.
It's kind of amazing. So one is used a lot. If you Google two, it's like, what,
21 billion we found out?
Something like that. And what else?
We tried before we went on the air, 20, and that had about 12 billion hits in Google. 326, 243 million hits. 7,326 we tried at random. That was still 13 million.
That's incredible.
And when you think about it, I mean, 326, well, that's probably an area code somewhere.
Yeah, right.
So, of course, it's
going to
get
used lots. You type in just some crazy thing like 143-633-631. What's that, a 10-digit number? 9-digit number. Well, that still comes up 14 times. I just typed that in crazily. Yeah. So the question is, okay, if I type in a really long, big number, it's not going to come up at all. But what's the smallest counting number
that's not represented
that's not
on the
Google?
Web?
And yeah, I want to know. Email us. mathfactor@uarc.edu. Aren't you curious?
In case you were wondering what time waster you could have today, now we have given it to you.
I think this is worth a good 15 minutes, at least.
Okay, so what's the small? But here's the thing. If you find a number, what you think is the smallest one that's not in Google, don't put it on a blog or anything because then it will be...
Well, email it to us and we'll put it on our webpage, but we'll disguise it so it doesn't show up in Google.
Okay.
I promise.
So what's the smallest number that when you put into the...
Counting number.
Counting number. Yes, yes, yes. We're not... No fractions,
right.
No decimals. We want solid counting numbers.
Yeah. mathfactor@uarc.edu. We won't post it in a way that Google can find it.
Oh, this will be fun.
I really want to know.
Okay.
Now, I want to share a really neat application of the Fibonacci numbers in the golden ratio. So what you do is you just start write down the number zero.
Okay, zero.
Zero. Now, we're going to have some rules. We're going to have just writing down zeros and ones. And the rule is every time I'm going to have a string, I have a zero starting off. Every time I have a zero, I'm going to replace that with 0, 1. And every time I have a one, I'll replace that with 0, 0, 1. So what this looks like is you have a zero. So the next thing is going to be 0, 1.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to have another string. The 0 gets replaced with 0, 1, so we have 0, 1. And the 1 gets replaced with 0, 0, 1. So now I have 0, 1, 0, 0, 1. The next string is going to be, okay, well, you have to really write this out. You have 0, 1, 0, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 0, 1. And then I keep doing this forever and ever, and I get longer and longer strings. The neat thing about this is that in the end, you'll have something that never quite repeats. It looks like it repeats because it's like 0, let's see, 0, 1, 0, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 0, 1, 0, 1.
But there's never a repeating pattern.
It never quite repeats periodically. It's quite incredible. And now the neat thing is at every given stage, the number of zeros and the number of ones will be a consecutive pair of Fibonacci numbers.
Oh, wow.
So, and the overall ratio in the end is between the zeros and the ones is the golden ratio. Isn't that cool?
That's very cool.
Akio Hazume, who's a wonderful Japanese artist, who those of you in town have seen the bamboo stars that I often make. He created those initially. I took the idea from him. Has this wonderful way of drumming with this sequence where the zeros are long, are certain kinds of taps, and the ones are short kind of taps. That's a good way to go out, don't you
think?
Okay,
yeah, I think that's a great way. Okay. Thanks a lot, Haim.
Thank you.
I'm Goodman Strauss, as a math professor at the University of Arkansas.